some ukulele. Ukulele. No, it's ukulele. 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 Oh, yes.
That was beautiful. That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. Hello? Yes, Max?
Guess if these are crossed or not crossed.
Not crossed.
What? They were supposed to be crossed. They were supposed to be crossed. Wait.
Wow, you're like Chris Magical.
Okay, now guess.
Illusion Master, Chris Magical.
Okay, try and guess what.
I'm saying that is passing through your nose right now.
Just say if they're crossed or not crossed right now.
Crossed. Oh, not crossed.
Not crossed.
Hey, welcome to the Deadly Eye.
Yay. Woohoo, the Deadly Eye. Deadly.
We're going to have to bring up the end. I think next time we're going to like bring a little marching band. Yeah, you know,
school's starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
for me anyway.
Oh.
Oh, schoolie time. That's actually was my kind of theme for today was back to schoolish stuff. And it won't seem like that, but that's what I was thinking. And of course, that's the way I think about school. As you'll see, my first question is kind of a field trip question.
Awesome.
Okay.
So my first question, and I asked Max and he didn't answer. So I think there's some kind of secret involved with his answer here. Aquarium or zoo, which is better? First to visit. Which one's better to visit?
Aquarium. To visit.
There is water and fishies and then the aquarium. Zoo. Where there's water and fishes. Well, the LA Zoo, but...
I don't know. I think there's benefits to both. I mean, I want to say aquarium, considering I'm working at an aquarium, and that's just my bias.
What aquarium are you working at?
The Ty Warner Sea Center in Santa Barbara.
Yes, very nice.
So, that's fun. So my of course, my obvious, like, inclination is to go, aquariums, but I really love the zoo, too, so...
I want to say aquarium. I have a big interest in fish.
Yeah, I like the fish. I like fish too. I like the flounders that lay on the sand and they have two eyes looking up. Yeah. Max is again doing something that's perfect for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of crossing his eyes. Actually, his eyes move entirely to the other side of his face. They lay down on the ground and looked up.
I'm looking up.
You're covered hand himself in sand and we couldn't see him. And by sand, I mean pieces of carpet. So
I just want to see like Max colored the same way as the carpet, like laying there going, "You can't see me."
That's what he used to do when he was little. And you know, Quinn does that now. Yeah. I'm scrunched up, so you can't see me.
There's one pillow on top of me, so you can't see me.
I'm standing under a blanket.
Going,
and this giggling toddler-shaped thing is not me.
Wow, look, I'm a slug on the floor.
Yeah, that's what you've been all summer, Max.
On the floor and the couch.
Except by floor, I mean couch, of course.
Yeah, and the kitchen table.
Ooh, I'm scary. I'm a ghost. Standing. Trying to blank.
Master of the non sequitur, Max Wells.
It's your new nickname.
Okay, so we have one for zoo, one for aquarium, or did you just wishy-washy on me, Cam?
What?
Did you waffle on me? Did you give me the waffle answer or did you give me a real answer? Yeah. Because you can change it later, but just right now, pick one. If you had to go tomorrow to the aquarium or the zoo, which would it be?
I would go to the aquarium.
And what would you see there?
I would see the jellies and I would see, well, it depends which aquarium, but if we went to my aquarium, then I would go and check on the sharks. And if we went to the Long Beach Aquarium.
Check on the sharks, like pass by them, kind of tap the tank. Still there?
Because that's what I do every morning.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, every morning when I'm over there, I go in and I check on the sharks and I pull the net off their tank and I go around and I turn on lights and stuff.
And then they look at you like, just one finger, just give me one finger.
Well, I stick my hand in there all the time and lift them up for people, so If they really do bear that much animosity toward me, they've got plenty of opportunity.
Internally, do you think the sharks are saying, I hate you
so much?
Yes.
When I can see it in their eyes when I pick them up. They're like, why did you wake me up to have this 2-year-old stroke my back?
This is what I feel like. Yes, there's a toddler here. Okay, so now, Max, you get to answer this one because we know what Cam would say right now. But aquarium or zoo, which would you rather work in?
Ooh, aquarium.
What would you do? I would like to have, like, wear the whole scuba suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just go aquariums. In and feed them.
Yeah, feed them or like run from the big ones. Yeah,
that's a very good one. Yeah. Very, very.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Have you ever seen there's a picture of the restaurant at Epcot Center in Florida where the restaurant, an entire wall of the restaurant is a wall of the aquarium. So when you're sitting there at your table eating fish and fish, you know, swim right up to the window and look and say, Mom, Mom, I miss you so much. Okay, well, Max is doing a magic trick with the wire and Cam is chatting. So all of you at home, you can talk amongst yourselves right now.
I'm listening. I'm waiting for the next part.
That's true. We're here for the listening. And okay, so Max, if you were going to be an animal living in an aquarium or the zoo, which would you be? And which animal would you be?
Which animal would I be?
Yes, you have 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Sand shark.
Sand shark. Okay, cool. And then you would live in a zoo or in the aquarium? I'm thinking in the elephant tank for you.
Whoa. Oh,
weird fall. Really weird fall.
And Cam, do you have any feeling for, like, if you were going to choose to be a creature at one of those, what you would do?
I think I would probably want to be a two-spot octopus.
A two-spot octopus?
Yes, a two-spot octopus.
What is that? What is that?
Well, a two-spot octopus is a variety of octopus that you can find right around the Santa Barbara Channel and basically all up and down the California coast. They generally are colored like almost a tan, and they have two spots above their eyes that are meant to be sort of like eye spots, so they look much bigger when it's dark underwater. Sorry.
Max is doing gymnastics over there.
When they want, they can change some really cool, like, different mottled colors and solid colors, and our two-spot octopus plays tug-of-war with our intern aquarist all the time, so it's really funny, and she's really cute. So.
Oh, cool. Does it ever play tug-of-war with you?
No, because I'm not experienced enough to be allowed to play.
You'd, like, pull the limbs off of it or something.
Well, that's what they think, probably.
So Max, I was asking you earlier about the show Chowder, yes. And that's on the National Geographic Channel?
No way. It's on Cartoon Network.
It's on the Shopping
Kids
Network.
Thing.
What?
It's like, Chowder is like on Cartoon Network. It's a kid's thing, of course. Cartoon.
So I've seen a little bit of it. Now, a lot of the people have hats on, right?
Yeah, well, mostly, sort of, yeah.
Because my last question was kind of a field trip question. And this is really, I was just thinking about Chowder and his hat, and other guys have hats there. And I'm thinking, and Chowder's a kid, and he's always wearing his hat. So why don't more kids wear hats to school?
Well, Chowder isn't really in school, but a kitchen. He's an apprentice.
Yeah?
He's basically, like, with the chef.
But he's still a kid, right? I mean,
he's still a kid.
In the kind of fictional world he inhabits, being an apprentice is kind of like being in school, right?
Yeah. Never washes his hat. Never washes his hat.
So why don't the kids, when you were going to regular class, how come everybody didn't have hats on? Like, why didn't everybody wear, like, a cool top hat to school?
Well, let's see.
Doesn't Spencer have a cool top hat?
Where can anybody even find a top hat?
Cat, my friend Kat has one.
Kat and a hat?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, but you can where...
You can find them like thrift stores and online and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, well, so then, so Max, would you wear a top hat to school if you had one? And I mean the top hat, not the school.
Well, I would never, no, I would not wear it.
Really?
It would be strange.
Now, okay, it would be strange. What about you, Cam? Would you wear a top hat to school?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, I would wear a top hat to school.
You have a Jack Skellington top hat.
Yeah, I have a big, gray, wonky-shaped Jack Skellington top hat. And it's like Jack Skellington in the middle, and then his little tie thing's coming off the side. It's so cool. Oh, my gosh, so cool.
Okay, so here's another one of my questions, Max, because like my last question was a field trip question, right? Kind of a back-to-school thing. So, but if kids did wear top hats and big hats like that to school, then probably you could also kind of customize them and you could put cages or aquariums in them, right?
Yeah. Or while they take it off during recess, I could put an angry squirrel in and they could get rabies. Huge rabies.
Huge rabies? Yeah, I'd have. See, the small rabies don't scare me. It's the huge rabies germs that really, they're just, oh man, they're just so...
That's great.
Terrifying. How big are huge rabies, Max? Would these be like as big as your hand or like
this big? Humongous.
For the benefit of those who don't have the video feed right now, he was saying as big as his armpits.
He stretched his arms out, you know. That's what happens when you stretch out your arms.
As I wouldn't mind having an aquarium hat to wear on top of my head.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
Oh yeah.
Or would you prefer to have like a habitrail hat, like little plastic tubes that where you had a little hamster, you know, or ferret or something running around your head?
No, more like an ant farm.
An ant farm hat.
Maybe like a little spring hat that has a spring right here.
Cool. It has a spring
right in the front.
Yes.
And when you pull down a string, it just uses a punch thing, like a boxing glove.
And punches you in the face.
Bam! Bam! Your aquarium's broken. Broken.
You made me cry. Yes, you brought me to new heights of creativity with your hat-punching, breaking aquarium kind of invention there. I think I'll have to patent that and steal it from you and then punch you in the head with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
It's about 3 a.m. here right now, so... No, you can't tell because Cam is yawny right now.
I'm just very tired.
You're playing Tales of Symphonia. That must be exhausting to be battling all those creatures. I saw the way you're just swinging and killing the plant monster. Was that a plant monster?
What that is that's okay. That is a person who has something called what in the game is called an X-Sphere that kind of like increases either your stamina or your strength or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is if you put one of those in without a thing called a key crest,
mm-hmm.
then it makes you quote-unquote sick and eventually apparently turns you into this big monster. But your characters don't know that at the time.
That's what growing up is like.
True. But your characters don't know at the time, so you're battling... They don't know... Mm-hmm. They try to save somebody and they can't, and then the people who they were trying to save them from come and attack their village... And then they tell them, oh, now it's punishment, you have to fight this monster. And they find out at the end that this monster is the person they were trying to save. So, it's really sad.
Wow, between Max breaking my aquarium hat and you telling me this sad story, I don't know. Cam, would you just poke Max really hard? Okay, Max, now we have a final question. And then I'll give the phone number first here right now, too, because people can call in if anybody hears this.
Yeah. Let's see, how many hits is our page getting? Three.
No. Yeah, we had, all three of us went and looked at it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this will all be at thedeadlyeye.com, you know, which you'll be getting it from anyway.
Yeah.
And then our phone number now where people can call and leave comments. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. But if you're listening and you answer the question, call up and answer the question. So the phone number is 206-600-5202. So 201-206-600-5202 to call up and leave a message for Max, Cam, and Drew on The Deadly Eye and answer this question. And you can win extra bonus points for the Deadly Eye home game. They're very confused now because they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah! Wait,
you made this up while we were
If you're listening right now, you've just earned 5 points for the game.
Ooh,
and yeah. if you actually paid attention, you're at 7 points.
Well, I'm at 5 points.
and if you didn't throw anything at your speakers, then or you didn't rip your headphones off your head and crush them on the ground, you're in an extra bonus point just for that. So that's good. So there are bonus points for calling in now too.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be keeping track of that for every single listener. There'll be a column. We'll have a giant piece of paper we'll be taking a picture of for every podcast.
Okay, so just make sure that you write it down on a little piece of paper so that you don't forget. Just in case, you know.
Oh, but don't. We'll keep track of it for everybody. Just say the words you're actually thinking
okay.
there, Cam.
Okay.
You
know? Really?
No. But but if you call in, though, we'll give you a score.
Okay, then.
And then we'll pretend we're keeping track of everybody's score. But this is the last time I'll say we're pretending.
Okay. Just figured I'd clear that up.
That's right. So the question is, now here's the question. We're going to close with this question right now. And we'll run a little bit over here. Max, you paying attention?
No.
Please pay attention. Now, this is a back-to-back to school question.
Okay.
Okay. So you've had teachers before, right?
What?
You've had teachers in your class, right? You sit in a class, you have teachers. And Cam, you have too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a teacher. And that teacher is usually human, right?
Yeah, usually, yeah. Max? Though I do have my suspicions about my third grade teacher. Sorry, Mrs. Shapiro.
And Max, have you had teachers who were human?
For like my first grade teacher, she didn't seem, but she seemed more like a fruit.
That is so wrong. Your first grade teacher is so cool.
Your first grade teacher is amazing. She was mine too.
So the question is this, Max. If you had a non-human teacher, like an animal or a bird or a fish or something else, what would be your preferred type of teacher today? Your answer. What's your answer for that?
I'd say which teacher?
For like a regular all day long teaching you things. But it could be just for one specific subject too.
Okay. First question, can they talk?
You tell me.
Can teachers talk?
No, can the animal that's teaching talk?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to decide. Is it a talking animal or is it an animal at all? Is it something else?
It depends. Is it meows?
Is it a Pokemon? Well, you could pick a Pokemon. Yeah, you could if you want. So you could pick a Pokemon. You could pick a certain type of tree if you decided that that's the type of teacher that wouldn't keep track of you too much, and you could climb it and... You could climb it and build the treehouse in it, and you'd learn a lot from that, I would guess. And you'd fall from it, learn how to fall. What about you, Cam? You have any ideas?
I think I would want either a dog or a dolphin as a teacher. A dog if they couldn't talk, and a dolphin if they could, because that would be really cool.
Oh. A dog riding on a dolphin. That would be a great teacher.
It's like the bear holding the shark from Homestar.
I like that. I need a drawing of that. I need a drawing of a dog riding a dolphin teaching. Can you make that for me, Cam? That would be
amazing. Yeah, I'll draw you that.
We will post that on the website, thedeadlyeye.com. Okay, Max, do you have any ideas? You can just say, I want to answer next time if you want.
Are you talking about a topic?
What teacher, what kind of non-human teacher would you like to have? For me, I've decided.
A non-human teacher. Okay, got it.
It's a dog riding on a dolphin.
Okay, so that's the last one. I'd say a giraffe.
A giraffe?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd say a giraffe, yeah.
Would it be a talking giraffe?
Yeah. No.
Would it stick its blue tongue out at you during class? Or would it use it to wipe the chalkboard, clean the chalkboard with its blue tongue?
It would break the building and then get fired.
Nice, I like that answer.
And then no school! Yay! Okay. Well, I think that about wraps it up for...
The Deadly Eye.
And the phone number is 1206-600-5202 to leave a comment for us and tell us what kind of teacher you would like to have that was not a human, like an animal or a fish or a dog riding on a dolphin or a giraffe that broke through the roof of the school and made it so there was no school that day until they fixed the roof and figured something out. Did giraffes talk, Max?
It's a mystery, Dad.
I'll have to ask a giraffeologist. All right. Happy day, everybody.
Happy day.